The next patient is Mr. Herman McConiel, MCC, O-N-N-I-E-L, Herman, H-E-R-M-A-N. Clinical case of an 86-year-old male following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient is here for a follow-up of the condition during the past visit that was in November the 30th of 2023. This patient had a proteinuria that was at nephrotic levels, and since that was a spot urine, I went ahead and ordered a 24-hour urine collection, and the proteinuria that has been reported is 5 grams per gram of creatinine, which is a significant finding. The etiology of this nephrotic syndrome is very unclear. At one time, and after the motor vehicle accident, the patient lost the kidney function. It was suggested to start the hemodialysis program, decided to come to this office, refusing therapy at the hospital. And we put him on observation, and he was recovering the kidney function gradually. However, there has been a trend in the creatinine to go up. On September 16 of 2022, the creatinine was 1.40, and the estimated EFR was 49. On March of 2023, creatinine was 2.1. In July of 2023, the creatinine was 2. And November 21st of 2023, the creatinine is 2.6. In January the 4th, 2024, the creatinine is 2.71, but the proteinuria has been increasing gradually, especially in the last 3 months. The patient feels weak. He doesn't have peripheral edema. The blood pressure has been way out of control. The patient has lost weight from 177 is down to 169. He has been under a lot of stress because of the wife's illness. She's terminal and she's on hospice at home. He has been an avid smoker for a lengthy period of time. He has been a smoker all his life, and he has a terminal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. We have no evidence of a malignancy. In the chest, we are going to order a chest CT to continue to find out the etiology of this nephrotic syndrome. Glomerulopathy workup will be done and we will entertain the possibility of a kidney biopsy, period. Number two, the patient has macular degeneration that is treated by the ophthalmologist with the injections of Avastin. Sometimes this immunomodulator could impact the kidney function. Following number, the patient has a history of atrial fibrillation is anticoagulated, six sinus syndrome with the status postpermanent pacemaker. The patient has a reduced ejection fraction. Systolic heart failure has been present in the past. The ejection fraction is 35 to 40%. Excuse me, the ejection fraction was 50% in a cardiac catheterization that was done in 2021. Following number, the patient has a history of pulmonary embolism. Following number, diabetes mellitus with well control. Following number, uncontrolled hypertension. The patient does not know the medicine that he takes. I review the list of the medications that I have, call the family and review the medications that they have, and we found out that he's not taking the medications as prescribed. We are going to make sure that he continues to take the nifedipine ER, one tablet of 30 milligrams on daily basis, carvedilol 12.5 milligrams PO every 12 hours, and clonidine 0.1 milligram for the systolic blood pressure or above 150 every 12 hours. Following number, BPH. Following number, peripheral vascular disease. Following number, gout that has been inactive. Following number, diabetes mellitus that has been under fair control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. I discuss the severity of the problem with the patient as well as the caregiver. We are going to reevaluate this case. In a short period of time, no more than 3 weeks, in order to make the decision regarding biopsy after we get the laboratory workup and the CT of the chest. Paragraph. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the hospitalization. By the way, during the hospital stay, there was a CTA of the head and neck. There is no evidence of carotid artery disease. The patient has a history of subdural hematoma that was drained, and the images and changes related to the hematoma are still present. No acute problems were detected. Since the patient had contrast material, contrast nephropathy is also part of the differential, period. In the face-to-face, 25 minutes, in the documentation, 10 minutes.